Well, good morning. It is the last day of May, May 31st, 2023, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. I am attempting to do this on the back porch again today. Last time I did this was on Monday, and it gave me some issues, so if it blanks off or whatever, please let me know as soon as possible, if you can. I would really appreciate that. That would be very helpful. Not that I have a problem reading through the text of Scripture twice in one day. That's not an issue, but I also don't want to waste your guys' time in the morning here. I know you all set it aside on purpose, and that's the whole issue. I don't want to have to do it again. So if it blanks out, just say something in the comments, and I will try and adjust as best as I can. But that said, on the last day of May 2023, May 31st, we're going to be picking up in Deuteronomy chapter 4, Psalm 86 and 87, Isaiah 32, and then we are going to continue through the book of Revelation, chapter 2. So let's get into the word today. Deuteronomy chapter 4. Deuteronomy chapter 4 today. Now, O Israel, listen to the statutes and the judgments which I am teaching you to perform, so that you may live and go in and take possession of the land which the Lord, the God of your fathers, is giving you. You shall not add to the word which I am commanding you, nor take away from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you. Your eyes have seen what the Lord has done in the case of Baal-Peor. For all the men who followed Baal-Peor, the Lord your God has destroyed them from among you. But you who hold fast to the Lord your God are alive today, every single one of you. See, I have taught your statutes and judgments, just as the Lord my God commanded me, that you should do thus in the land where you are entering to possess it. And so keep and do them, for that is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the peoples, who will hear all your statutes and say, surely this great nation is wise and understanding people. For what great nation is there that has a God so near to it as it is the Lord our God whenever we call on him? Or what great nation is there that has statutes and judgments as righteousness as the whole law which I am setting before you today? Only give heed to yourselves and keep your soul diligently, so that you do not forget the things which your eyes have seen, and they do not depart from your heart all the days of your life, but make them known to your sons and your grandsons. Remember the day you stood before the Lord your God at Horeb, when the Lord said to me, assemble the people to me, that I may let them hear my words, so that they may learn to fear me all the days they live on the earth, and that they may teach their children. You came near and stood at the foot of the mountain, and the mountain burned with fire to the very heart of the heavens, darkness, cloud, and thick gloom. Then the Lord spoke to you from the midst of the fire. You heard the sound of words, but you saw no form, only a voice. And so he declared to you his covenant, which he commanded to you to perform, that is, the Ten Commandments. Then he wrote them on two tablets of stone. The Lord commanded me at that time to teach you statutes and judgments, that you might perform them in the land where you are going over to possess it. And so watch yourselves carefully, since you did not see any form on that day, on the day the Lord spoke to you at Horeb from the midst of the fire, so that you do not act corruptly and make graven images for yourself in the form of any figure, the likeness of male or female, the likeness of any animal that is on the earth, the likeness of any winged bird or that flies in the sky, the likeness of anything that creeps on the ground, the likeness of any fish that is in the water below the earth. And beware not to lift up your eyes to the heavens and see the sun and the moon and the stars and the host of heaven, and be drawn away and worship them and serve them, those which the Lord your God has allotted to all the peoples under the whole heaven. But the Lord has taken you and brought you out of the iron furnace from Egypt to be a people for his own possession, as today. Now the Lord was angry with me on your account, and swore that I would not cross in Jordan, and that I would not enter the good land which the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance. For I will die in this land, and I shall not cross the Jordan, but you shall cross and take possession of this good land. And so watch yourselves, that you do not forget the covenant of the Lord your God which he made with you, and make for yourselves a graven image in the form of anything against which the Lord your God has commanded you. For the Lord your God is a consuming fire, a jealous God. And when you become the father of children and children's children, and have remained long in the land, and act corruptly, and make an idol in the form of anything, and do that which is evil in the sight of the Lord your God, so as to provoke him to anger, I call heaven and earth to witness against you today, that you will surely perish quickly from the land where you are going over the Jordan to possess it. You shall not live long on it, but will be utterly destroyed. The Lord will scatter you among the peoples, and you will be left few in number among the nations where the Lord drives you. And there you will serve gods, the work of men's hands, wood and stone, which neither see nor hear, nor eat or smell. But from there you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find him, and if you search for him with all your heart and with all your soul. And when you are in distress, and all these things have come upon you, in the latter days you will return to the Lord and listen to his voice. For the Lord your God is a compassionate God. He will not fail you, nor destroy you, nor forget the covenant with your fathers which he swore to them. Indeed, ask now concerning the former days which were before you, since the days that God created man on the earth, and inquire from one end of the heaven to the other. Has anything been done like the great thing, or has anything been heard like it? Has any people heard the voice of God speaking from the midst of the fire as you have heard it and survived? Or has a God tried to go to take for himself a nation from within another nation by trials, by signs and wonders, and by war, and by mighty hand, and by an outstretched arm, and by great terrors, as the Lord your God did for you in Egypt before your eyes? To you it was shown that you might know that the Lord, he is God, and there is no other beside him. Out of the heavens he lets you hear his voice to discipline you, and on the earth he lets you see great fire, and you heard his words from the midst of the fire, because he loved your fathers, and therefore he chose their descendants after them. And he personally brought you from Egypt by his great power, driving out from before you great nations greater and mightier than you, to bring you in and give you their land for an inheritance as it is today. Know therefore today, and take it to your heart, that the Lord, he is God in heaven, above on the earth, above and on the earth below. There is no other. And so you shall keep his statutes and his commandments, which I am giving you today, that you may go, that it may go well with you and with your children after you, and that you may live long on the land which the Lord your God is giving you for all time. Then Moses set these three cities across the Jordan to the east, that a manslayer might flee there, who unintentionally slew his neighbor without having enmity towards him in the time past, and by fleeing to one of these cities he might live: Bezer in the wilderness on the plateau of the Reubenites, and Ramoth in Gilead for the Gadites, and Golan and Bashan for the Manassites. Now, this is the law which Moses set before the sons of Israel. These are the testimonies and the statutes and the ordinances which Moses spoke to the sons of Israel when they came out from Egypt across the Jordan in the valley opposite Beth Peor in the land of Sihon, king of the Amorites, who lived at Heshbon, whom Moses and the sons of Israel defeated when they came out of Egypt. They took possession of the land in the land of Og, king of Bashan, the two kings of the Amorites who were across the Jordan to the east, from Aor, which is on the edge of the valley of Arnon, even as far as Mount Sion, that is Hermon, with all the Arabah across the Jordan to the east, even as far as the Sea of the Arabah at the foot of the slopes of Pisgah. That was Deuteronomy chapter 4. Let's move on over to Psalm 86 and Psalm 87. Psalm 86 and Psalm 87 today. Psalm 86 and 87. Psalm 86, a prayer of David. Incline your ear, O Lord, and answer me, for I am afflicted and needy. Preserve my soul, for I am a godly man. O you, my God, save your servant who trusts in you. Be gracious to me, O Lord, for to you I cry all day long. Make glad the soul of your servant, for to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. For you, Lord, are good and ready to forgive and abundant in loving kindness to all who call upon him. Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer, and give heed to the voice of my supplications. In the day of my trouble I shall call upon you, for you will answer me. There is no one like you among the gods, O Lord, nor are there any works like yours. All nations whom you have made shall come and worship before you, O Lord, and they shall magnify your name, for you are great and do wondrous deeds. You alone are God. Teach me your way, O Lord. I will walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify your name forever, for your loving kindness towards me is great, and you have delivered my soul from the depths of Sheol. O God, arrogant men have risen up against me, and a band of violent men have sought my life. And they have not set you before them, but you, O Lord, are a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abundant in loving kindness and truth. Turn to me and be gracious to me. O grant your strength to your servant, and save the son of your handmaid. Show me a sign for good, that those who hate me may see it and be ashamed, because you, O Lord, have helped me and comforted me. Psalm 87, a psalm of the sons of Korah, a song. His foundation is in the holy mountains. The Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all the other dwelling places of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of you, O city of God. I shall mention Rahab and Babylon among those who know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia, this one was born there. But of Zion it shall be said, this one and that one were born in her. And the Most High himself will establish her. The Lord will count when he registers the people. This one was born there. Then those who sing as well as those who play the flutes shall say, all my springs of joy are in you. That was Psalm 86 and Psalm 87. Let's move on over to our next reading today. Isaiah 32. Isaiah 32. Isaiah 32 today. Behold, a king will reign righteously, and princes will rule justly. Each will be like a refuge from the wind and a shelter from the storm, like streams of water in a dry country, like the shade of a huge rock in a parched land. Then the eyes of those who see will not be blinded, and the ears of those who hear will listen. The mind of the hasty will discern the truth, and the tongue of the stammerers who hastens to speak clearly. No longer will the fool be called noble, or the rogue be spoken of as generous. For a fool speaks nonsense, and his heart inclines towards wickedness, to practice ungodliness and to speak error against the Lord, to keep the hungry person unsatisfied, and to withhold drink from the thirsty. As for a rogue, his weapons are evil. He devises wicked schemes to destroy the afflicted with slander, even though the needy one speaks what is right. But the noble man devises noble plans, and by noble plans he stands. Rise up, you women who are at ease, and hear my voice. Give ear to my word, you complacent daughters. Within a year and a few days you will be troubled. Complacent daughters, for the vintage is ended, and the fruit gathering will not come. Tremble, you women who are at ease. Be troubled, you complacent daughters. Strip, undress, and put sackcloth on your waist. Beat your breasts for the pleasant fields, for the fruitful vine, for the land of my people, in which thorns and briars shall come up. Yea, for all the joyful houses, and for the jubilant city, because the palace has been abandoned, and the populated city forsaken. Hill and watchtower have become caves forever, a delight for wild donkeys, a pasture for flocks, until the Spirit is poured out upon us from on high, and the wilderness becomes a fertile field, and the fertile field is considered as a forest. And then justice will dwell in the wilderness, and righteousness will abide in the fertile field, and the work of righteousness will be peace, and the service of righteousness, quietness, and confidence forever. Then my people will live in a peaceful habitation, and in secure dwellings, and in undisturbed resting places, and it will hail when the forest comes down, and the city will be utterly laid low. How blessed will you be, you who sow beside all water, who let out freely the ox and the donkey. That was Isaiah chapter 32. Let's move on over to our final reading today. We're going to pick up in Revelation. Revelation chapter 2. Revelation chapter 2 today. Revelation chapter 2. To the angel of the church at Ephesus write, the one who holds the seven stars in his right hand, the one who walks among the seven golden lampstands, says this, I know your deeds and your toil and perseverance, and that you cannot tolerate evil men. And you put to the test those who call themselves apostles, and they are not, and you found them to be false. And you have perseverance, and have endured for my name's sake, and have not grown weary. But I have this against you, that you have left your first love. And therefore remember from where you have fallen, and repent, and do the deeds you did at first, or else I am coming to you, and will remove your lampstand out of its place, unless you repent. And yet this you do have, that you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will grant to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. And to the angel of the church of Smyrna write, the first and the last, who was dead and has come to life, says this, I know your tribulation and your poverty, but you are rich, and the blasphemy by those who say that they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. Do not fear what you are about to suffer. And behold, the devil is about to cast some of you in prison, so that you will be tested, and you will have tribulation for 10 days. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes will not be hurt by the second death. And to the angel of the church at Pergamum write, the one who has the sharp two-edged sword says this, I know where you dwell, where Satan's throne is, and you hold fast my name and did not deny my faith, even in the days of Antipas, my witness, my faithful one who was killed among you where Satan dwells. But I have a few things against you, because you have there some who hold the teachings of Balaam, who kept back Balak to put a stumbling block before the sons of Israel to eat things sacrificed to idols and to commit acts of immorality. And so you also have some who in the same way hold the teachings of the Nicolaitans, and therefore repent, or else I am coming to you quickly, and I will make war against them with the sword of my mouth. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, to him I will give some of the hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone and a new name written on the stone which no one knows but he who receives it. And to the angel of the church of Thyatira write, the Son of God, who has eyes like flames of fire and his feet are like burnished bronze, says this, I know your deeds and your love and your faith and service, perseverance, and your deeds of late are greater than the first. But I have this against you, that you tolerate the woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, and she teaches and leads my bondservants astray, so that they commit acts of immorality and eat things sacrificed to idols. I gave her time to repent, and she does not want to repent of her immorality. Behold, I will throw her on a bed of sickness, and those who commit adultery with her into great tribulation, unless they repent of her deeds. And I will kill her children with pestilence, and all the churches will know that I am he who searches the minds and hearts, and I will give to each one of you according to your deeds. But I say to you, the rest who are in Thyatira, who do not hold this teaching, who have not known the deep things of Satan, as they call them, I place no other burden on you. Nevertheless, that you have what you have, hold fast until I come. He who overcomes, and he who keeps my deeds until the end, to him I will give authority over the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, as vessels of the potter are broken to pieces. And I also have received authority from my Father, and I will give him the morning star. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Amen. That was Revelation chapter 2, and that was our last reading today for the month of May. That's great. 5 months down as of today. That's a great thing. Praise God. So stick with it. We have one more month and we're about halfway there throughout the year. It's hard to believe, but that's an amazing thing. So stick with it. Stay in the Word every day. If you missed a day or two, no worries. Go back, watch those videos and leave a comment or a reaction. I'll see it. But again, it's all about developing that discipline, being in the Word every day. Try and be online at the same time every day if you can. That's why I try to do it at 7 o'clock. Again, sorry about Monday. It was a little funky there with the issue with the recording, but no worries. But again, leave a comment or a reaction today and I'll be sure to see that. And just trust that this reading is a blessing to you. I just hope it's helping your spiritual walk. But that said, let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for this word. And Lord, as we read of those churches in Revelation, God, I pray, God, that you would indeed help us to heed the warnings that the Lord gave to those churches. Lord, we're going to look into all of those churches in the next few weeks as we go through Revelation. And Lord, I pray, God, that we would apply what we learn from those pages, especially. Lord, as we look forward to the day when Jesus returns, Lord, I pray that we would stay faithful. Lord, that we wouldn't fall into the trap that these churches did. Lord, starting with myself, Lord, I pray. But Lord, I pray, God, that you would encourage our hearts today. Lord, may we remember, as we read earlier in the Psalms and in Deuteronomy, God, that there is no other God like you, that you are merciful, that you are kind, that you are loving, and God, that you are always there for us. And so, Lord, I pray, God, that you just give us strength today, Lord, as we go about our business. And Lord, just be glorified through us all. Lord, I pray for our activities tonight, for Teen Club, Olympians, God, and discipleship class, God, nursery as well, God, that you just give us a good night, and Lord, just give us a good day leading up to it. Lord, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Bye, everybody.